My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
It is going on right now. It is nitty-gritty stadium talk right now, Tone. We might need to power rank where we will want the stadium.
Well, I did want it downtown.
We might need to power rank who we want to pay for the stadium. I will say it again, because there's people who clock. It's a four-hour show. There's people who click in and click out. I'll say it again. Guys, where do I work? I work at The Fan. In as brutally honest as I possibly can be, I work at The Fan. My life is made in sports talk radio. Who butters my bread? Sports in Cleveland, Ohio, or in Northeast Ohio. Professional sports. If there weren't three sports teams here, I wouldn't be here. So, yes, the Browns playing in an opulent facility. By the way, the Guardians playing in an opulent facility. And the Cavs also playing in a wonderfully opulent facility. That's the last time I'm using that word for the rest of the day. Does me better. It's better for my life. I cannot admit that enough. So, yes, when it comes to corporate welfare and tax dollars being used for these things, I can only say it so many times that, yes, I personally benefit from that. And I know that those dollars can be used again. That's why I respect that position of these dollars can be used for better things. Of course they can. I got two billionaire owners and I got another guy where I don't know how much money he has. It doesn't seem to be as much as the other two owners, where people make those points all the time. And I go, yeah, I understand that. But people vote with their pocketbooks constantly. And here I am. I'm willing to say that to anybody who listens. You guys won't touch this. You're on The Fan. You're a sports talk radio host. Yeah, I'm touching it here. Here it is. It's me touching it all over. Yeah, I know. I've told you. I've said this throughout this entire process years and years and years now.
Well, and
it's been 4 years. I've been saying the same sentences.
When we got some of the large numbers yesterday, we have not gotten the really nitty-gritty specifics on the accounting of this and how it's going to be paid for.
But Anthony, I've not once ran, unless somebody gets nasty personal with either the mayor or the city or city council or the Haslams or Dan Gilbert or the Dolans for that matter. David Gilbert for that matter. We haven't run anybody off the air for having that opinion. I've never once cut anybody off and hit the dump over that. Not once. We've been together 7 years. We've been talking about this for about four of them. And I've never once done that. So in pure honesty, I work here, so there is a tax that's paid here, clearly. I live in northern Portage County, okay? And I understand that, is what Dan DeRose had said, maybe Chris Ronayne is going to have that idea where he goes, hey, people are coming up from Portage County, Kenny. You just said it yourself. People are coming from Summit and Stark and Lorain County and Ottawa County and Lake County and so on and so forth. You guys might need to put in a little bit on the kitty here. Okay, we can talk about that. That's fine. And by the way, guess what? If it's put to a vote, guess what I'm going to vote for? I will vote for it because it's better for me.
Yeah, obviously, if we knew that all of a sudden every taxpayer was going to have you know, their resources diverted, or every taxpayer was going to have to pony up another $500 a year across the board. We would tell you that we thought the plan stunk. We would tell you that.
Yeah.
When we get those details ironed out, the specifics, and there will be more of a robust conversation. I think we will. I think it's been a shame that we've had no public hearings on this, that we've had no ability for a lot of people to voice, other than us opening up the phone lines, 216-474-0092. But outside of that, I mean, we get your tweets about whether or not the stadium looks cool or not. That's not what we're talking about here. Whether or not you agree with the site in specifics, right? I mean, I want to know, you know, so much more tangibly how this is going to impact people. Sure, it'll be cool to have another Crocker Park in another location with some cool shopping, restaurants, bars, and a world-class facility is also going to be a big bonus. What are we going to do with it? How does it truly benefit the region? And it is up to the Browns to sell us on that. It is. It's also up to Brook Park. Sell us on it. It's up to the county commissioners and Chris Ronayne, county executive. Sell us on it. Explain to us why this is a good idea. To me, it's been awfully quiet. That's my only complaint right now. It's a pretty big complaint. But I feel like the taxpayers and the people that live in the county and the region, I don't feel that we've had enough face time with the decision makers on this. You know, we did. We asked the Browns to come on today. Eventually, we'll get them. They didn't want to come on today, but we will. We'll hear from them, and then they will present their point of view. And I just ask everybody to be open-minded. You know, it's one thing to bitch and complain today about, what are they? They're screwing the taxpayers. They announced this press release on a day that half your county doesn't even have power. All right, we'll work through that, and we'll help everybody get the answers they're looking for. But up until then, I do think it's exciting. I do think it can be very beneficial to the region.
Yeah. My whole idea at the beginning of all this was I wanted to keep them downtown.
I did too.
It is my opinion that they probably would like to invest in other things, the city being. They would like to invest in other things that possibly, and I hope they're right about it. Now, I will say this. I don't think that the mayor of Cleveland has been open to it as the mayor of, or excuse me, as outwardly public about it as the mayor of Oakland has been about it. And boy, she has dealt with some serious criticism over there, because that's what mayors do. They sign up for criticism. They sign up to get in the fire and have these arguments for it, especially when you are moving professional sports. Because it's one thing to say that we don't need professional sports team A here. We're going to invest in there. Okay, well, let's see what the actual investment is. And I'm a very patient man, so I can't sit here and say that if they let the Browns go to Brook Park, quote unquote, which, again, I hear different things about that, where there could be a possibility of a land deal made, but I think that that's still in the infancy of it, and I don't want to say too much because I think that a lot of that could be based on hearsay. But if they let them go, I'm not going to say that Justin Bibbs should be running the alpaca farm Michael White style the next day. If you come up with something that has a long-term impact in 30 years, if I'm still around in 30 years, I'll say to whoever's listening at that time, yeah, they made the right decision. The Browns got what they want. Everybody gets to go to this new opulent stadium. Okay, sorry, I used it again. Everybody gets to go to this wonderful stadium, this great stadium. It's beautiful. It's wonderful. Everything about it's wonderful. And whatever the city of Cleveland did is obviously working. I don't know what the city of Cleveland's going to do. I'm not even ripping them for their plan. I don't know what their plan is. I'm not ripping the city for that. I would have rather them stay downtown. It looks like that's not going to be feasible from either side. I wish they could. I was worried about that. I didn't want to take that. When we first started that conversation, what are we going to do with the land? What are we going to do? Because I know that you might have ideas about how to invest in that area. I haven't seen them yet. I have no idea. But I do know that, yeah, it's 10 football dates a year and a couple of concerts, and they tend to be bigger concerts. Now, yeah, it's SummerSlam and a couple of other things here and there. But a little bit of that money is better than none of that money. But I don't think that land is just going to sit there. At least, God, I pray it doesn't.
By the way, on another note, Sam, we'll get to the calls here. They're starting to line up. I do see a lot of the reaction from people who get perturbed that the Haslams are going to profit off this, that the Haslams are going to make money off the parking, that they're going to make money off the restaurants and whatever is down there. And to that I say, like, yeah, there are motivations here. Of course, the Haslams are not doing this to take a loss. They're not doing this. No business owners, especially on this scale. They haven't been doing the legwork with the state, you know, for a long period of time, for years, just for nothing, just to do a handout.
Well, I'm asking,
I mean, no, that's not really how business works.
I asked this question not even to make a point, like I'm trying to dunk on anybody, but is Dan Gilbert doing the lakefront project for free or the riverfront project for free?
No.
Is he not going to make money on that, or is his family not going to make money on that, whoever ends up owning the Cavs for years and years and years, because it seems to be a family business?
Yeah, that's how this works.
Yeah.
Now, do I ever think that the Haslams or any of the billionaire profits should come at the expense of resources? Like I said, if resources were diverted from other avenues that I think the region needs, I would call them out on it. We still have to wait. There will be reporting on this. There will be investigations into this. There should be. Mm-hmm. It's why I am a little annoyed that this hasn't been more transparent, because I'd like us to get out ahead of this. I don't like the fact that we were down to two locations or two options when the public had no chance to debate this stuff.
But let me tell you,
I didn't like that.
You knew they weren't going to have a chance to debate this stuff because that's already basically been voted for. Now, they should have a conversation about it, and that's certainly to come. I hope is to come. But I also know that they probably all want to get their ducks in a row, because I do think they want different things. I think that the city, I'm guessing here, from what I've read and everything that I've read, I think the city wants one thing for that area. I think the Browns want one thing for their purposes. And I think that probably they're both going to get them. And I think they, before they make a final decision on how all this goes, I think they want to get all their ducks in a row. That's where I think it is. The criticism that I've shared a million times, is that, I don't know, it seems like I got to run down the mayor. Blaine Griffin has been open to everybody. The city council president has been basically the point person, it feels, on this, and he's been talking to everybody. No qualms there. 216-474-0092. At the end of it, do you like the whole rendering? And
I did.
Like
I did, and I loved how they showed how versatile the space was going to be, because the name of the game, the only reason you truly do this and sell a region on an expensive project like this, the reason is because you're saying, we're not just going to have Browns football. Great, we can have Browns football in a lot of different places. You can have it at Byers Field if you wanted. That's not going to do anything. That's not going to be an incubator for the region. What they are hoping to do is get a Final Four. They're hoping to get Big Ten championship games. They're hoping to get the biggest of the big, including Taylor Swift concerts and, of course, the Super Bowl. That is all going to be part of the calculus.
Well, her future husband's from here. I hope she'll come here and perform.
So it only makes sense. Come on.
See, I root for those two. I love. I root for those two to make it. Let me go to the phones. 216-474-0092. Jim in Strongsville. Jim, good morning.
Hey, guys. Listen, Anthony, the only thing I'll take, these sports teams, businesses, nobody ever goes to the public and the public input. And I mean, honestly, the Haslams are getting ready to spend, and I'm kind of on the Haslam side of things on this. But yes, they're going to profit. They're also spending close to $3 billion of their own dollars to invest in Berea and Brook Park. That is not an insignificant amount of money. And you know what? Cities, states, all over the place would fall over themselves for this kind of development project, would fall over themselves for a billionaire to come in and spend that kind of money in an area to lift it up. I don't see this. And we can have input, like, but what input are we going to have? What input do we have? The NFL and sports teams in general, you either want them or you don't. And that's kind of the way that they're like gangsters in that way. And at least I've come to the point that I understand that they're gangsters. And it's just part of doing business with an NFL team or an NBA team or whatever, is that, yeah, you know what, there's going to be some times when you're going to just have to close your eyes and take it. That's just the way that they are. I don't know that we can sit there and nitpick the fact that, look, if the city of Cleveland really wanted them down there, this is one of those cases where the city of Cleveland did enough to say, well, we tried. They didn't really want to invest the money. I don't think they want to be in the pro NFL business down there on the lakefront anymore. That was pretty obvious by the level of passion that you've seen from the city.
Reckless speculation.
I agree, Jim. I don't think the city feels like they get enough out of that experience. I mean, what do they have to do?
Yeah.
You know, 8 to 10 days a year, they have to get the whole area, all of downtown ready. They have to hire all the law enforcement, they have to have everybody on the standby. And what do they truly get out of that? The fact that we can call them the Cleveland Browns? And, okay, well, there's a lot of big cities that have football teams. I mean, what do they get out of it? What do they get?
What was the thing, though, that the city has to contribute just because they're called the Cleveland Browns? That was when we were talking to Dan DeRose?
Well, that if this, he said it would look shady if they weren't part of the groups that committed some funding to get them in Brook Park. That I don't understand. I don't understand that at all.
Okay. That's a very interesting one there, because I'm going, well, if they're not there, do they really? We'll find out. Big Daddy Kev telling you who's going to be starting on Saturday. It's going to be Jameis. More on him in just a moment. We have a generator update. Lima is getting live reports to his phone for generators on the west side.
Yeah, they were lined up yesterday at 6 a.m. at some of the notable big box stores that would have those types of generators. Mm-hmm. And they went through, one store went through 70 of them immediately once the day started.
Holy cow.
There was
I had last night the town chats. People were posted outside the stores in Avon and going, hey, this worker in the back told me they got a truck with 50 coming in at 9 p.m. tonight. And people just lined up. They said they're staying, stores that normally close at 9 were staying open until 11 or midnight.
Oh, and I mean, if I'm
this
an employee,
is a shame.
I'm taking
sorry.
Advantage of this.
Well,
if
yeah,
I'm an employee,
you're getting double there, right?
I'm going rogue. I'm stockpiling. I'm trying to figure out a way to help
maybe
certain
this generator
people.
Fell off the back of a truck.
That's right.
I can't condone that behavior.
No,
come
of
on
course
now.
Not.
That's how Tommy gets whacked.
This is how it works.
Well, no, they all get whacked
because
they start
with that. Yeah.
Yeah, they start telling people, as long as you don't go out and buy a pink Cadillac and a fur coat for your wife, you should be okay. Even though, you know what? Johnny Roast Beef, real quick, I'm glad he did that because he was going to get killed anyway. So he might as well have enjoyed the pink Cadillac and his wife might as well have enjoyed a fur before they both got killed, right?
Mm-hmm. You had to enjoy it. You got a chance to enjoy it.
And wouldn't Sarah love a fur right now?
Boy, she would.
Frank Severo didn't say nothing to nobody, and they're still thawing him out. Okay? Anyway.
Got nothing out of the deal.
Here, Kevin Stefanski talking about the starters. Can Jameis, do you have any faith that Jameis can do what Joe did, or was it just too special of a situation? It's unfair to Jameis.
I'll say this, that Kevin Stefanski has me believing. I mean, how he was able, think of how difficult that is.
So is it Kevin that makes you feel that way?
It is. It absolutely is. I mean, when you see the caliber of quarterback last year, you had, obviously, the first time out, DTR was not ready to go. We understand that. But after that, it seemed like they found a happy medium so that they could pivot that offense and have it run. I mean, remember, you had a P.J. Walker win over the 49ers.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and I understand it was not a shootout, but he got it done. And next thing you know, the DTR played better, and then Joe Flacco came in. And look, he had his Joe Flacco moments, but there was no doubt that that offense became high-octane and much more of a threat down the field. And so I think whoever comes in, I think Stefanski has absolutely earned that respect, that trust, that he can run an NFL offense in times of very, very critical moments, like times of adversity. They showed that.
Well,
you
took this conversation to a completely different place than I thought it was going to go. I thought we were going to be more focused on Jameis.
Okay, let's focus on Jameis.
But what you're doing is you're putting a spotlight on Deshaun Watson. You might not realize it. You may not even attempt to, but you are putting the spotlight on him. Because if this happens again, I don't want anything bad to happen to Deshaun Watson. We got to see once and for all whether or not this thing's going to go the right way, or we got to hit panic buttons or things like that. So I don't want nothing bad to happen to the guy, all right? But if it did, and he weren't playing that well again, and then Jameis were to play well, then, guys, it's proof positive. You can't just say, well, he only works good with quarterbacks that aren't that great. I don't know if that one's going to work on Kevin. It's just going, your problem would be who's actually playing the position, not the coach.
Sure.
I mean, there are people lining up still. He's won Coach of the Year twice. There are people lining up still going after him.
They want him out. Yeah. They think he's archaic.
Not as many as there were,
He's not running an offense that works with today's football. And to that I say, watch the games at the end of the year.
If they're successful and they go to the playoffs, then yes, it does.
I mean, I thought so. So Jameis has only started 10 games in, you know, since 2019. But in 2021 with New Orleans, I mean, he was 5-2 as a starter. He had 14 touchdowns, 3 interceptions. You know, rust or whatever, I'm sure there would be that, but he's still capable of conducting an offense like some of the starters in this league.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Jameis can be a starter in this league still. I don't think that's what you'd love going into a season if you were trying to win. I'd be nervous about that. Like, hey, Jameis Winston is your starting quarterback for 2024.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yell.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Or go have at it in the brutal Eastern.
I would think you're getting ready to draft a guy AFC. In the 2025
right.
draft.
That's
but
what it would be.
Hasn't a guy like Geno Smith changed those thoughts a little bit?
Well, that is rare.
I think he's the exception, not the rule.
I agree
and
with
Baker.
You. But
him and Baker.
I would have said absolutely not. To Jameis, if the Geno Smith thing had never happened.
But
now that I've seen it, and I know it's one guy in the, last 60 years of football that's done that.
Let me ask you this, though. Is the human condition changing? You know, I don't know. Baker's just a totally different animal on this. Because you go into a season, and I thought, man, this is going to be a placeholder type of thing. And they ended up having a nice year, obviously. And he ended up having a nice year. But you have these guys who before, like, are we just not getting a system ready for any of these other players? Because before, your starting quarterback went down. You remember the old, who was the quote that we always love to say? We don't practice. We don't practice when we don't. Yeah. If we don't have Peyton Manning, we're bleeped, and we don't practice bleeped. And now it's like, you better practice with your backup quarterback because the thoughts and opinions are that guy's probably going to be out at some point. You're going to need him.
If Gardner Minshew could go 7-6 as a starter last year.
Yeah.
And really, it should have been better. It should have been 8-5. They should have beat the Browns. I mean, Gardner Minshew was playing well.
Yeah, if it were the shoe on the other foot, I'd probably feel the same.
I mean, so if he can do that, yes, Jameis Winston can win in this league. Of course he can as a starter. He just can't be your plan. He can't be your plan before a season like, this is it. We're in a championship window with Myles Garrett and Nick Chubb and Amari Cooper and Joel Bitonio and Wyatt Teller. Have at it. Here's your starting quarterback. Like, you wouldn't want that, but hey, it hasn't worked with Deshaun Watson. He got injured again.
Yeah.
He's got shoulder issues. He left the game. You got 6 weeks left in the year. Yes, I think Jameis can take you on a potentially fun ride. Are they going to the Super Bowl? Probably not in the AFC. That's just probably not happening.
In years past, is it just the human condition? Because now we are seeing more guys like it, and it's still, again, the exception, not the rule. But there are more exceptions than there used to be. Geno, Baker, where guys are getting 3-year contracts, okay, and I don't think that they are sold on that they're the franchise quarterbacks in private rooms. I don't think that either of those guys in either of those cities are thought to be, hey, this is our long-term 10-year idea, because I think they would probably get more. And if they go out and they continue to play well, then they'll continue to get more. If Baker's good for over the next 3 years, or really over the next two or the next 3 years, he'll get a lot more money, but he's got to prove that first. I think, though, that the tastes have changed with quarterbacks, where now it's like, hey, your job's going to be up no matter what, so you better put everything you can into both these guys. And it's become more important to have a backup quarterback who's able to fulfill that role. 216-474-0092. I said I'd get to this here. We got to get to this here. Jim Harbaugh has a show cause penalty from the NCAA, correct?
Yeah, 4 years.
See, it said 4 games when I first, I swear to God, yesterday it said 4 games, and then they fixed it. It said 4 years. 4 years is a hell of a long time. So you follow a lot of Ohio State people. You're an Ohio State alum. Yes, congratulations on all your success.
They are having a field day with this because, you know, why not at this point? Well, Michigan just won the national championship.
And they're more than welcome to do it. Jim Tressel got suspended by the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
Is there really talk that they would suspend Jim Harbaugh?
I think it's starting to grow again. I think it's a lot of Ohio State people.
I think it's a growing wishful thinking.
Probably. Now, Mike Florio attempted to get comment from the NFL. I did see there was an article a season ago when they thought, remember, Harbaugh was being investigated.
We know Mike loves Law and Order.
He was interviewing with the Minnesota Vikings a year ago, and Ian Rapoport had a story a year ago wondering if that precedent has been set with Terrell Pryor receiving the suspension in the NFL after his transgressions in college, after Jim Tressel received the suspension from the Colts, but then Commissioner Roger Goodell did add, well, if they wouldn't have done it, we would have done it. So the question has been asked, and now you're starting to get more pressure. And you only wonder, listen, public pressure is what gets stuff done, oddly enough. It does get stuff done. The commissioner does pay attention to that. Will there be enough pressure? That is the question for him to care. Whether or not Harbaugh, who left right after the national championship, bolted for the NFL, in the midst of not one investigations, but two investigations. One of them has been wrapped up. The cheating scandal is continuing, and we should get something on that quickly. That is the question. Will they hold him accountable in the NFL for those transgressions?
No. No.
So why is this different from Tressel then?
It's really not.
It's just 11 years later or whatever?
Yeah, it's 11 years later. The NCAA was still under the guise of amateurism. It's not anymore.
Yep.
This is still cheating in football, though. That's the issue with all this. Now, did he get suspended for all the other stuff? Did he get suspended for, is this show cause for a preponderance of evidence of things over multiple years, like the hamburgers and the COVID and things like that?
So Michigan people are saying 4 years show cause for a hamburger. No, it was the, you got to understand, there was a flagrant attempt to not only obfuscate, big word, Kenny.
Clearly, yeah.
But to break a lot of the existing rules, even after they were told you're under investigation, then there was more rule breaking.
Yeah.
So it reached the point where everybody was turning them in the Big Ten.
It's SMU. SMU did not get the death penalty for one thing. It was a decade of things that went wrong. Now, they're not going to get the death penalty, obviously. I don't think anybody is anymore. But with Michigan and with Harbaugh, if I were a Michigan fan, depending on how this season goes, I'd be a little bit upset.
Of course,
But you always get your championship. But in the NFL, he's a professional head coach now. That's kangaroo court to me is what the NCAA is anymore.
Right. And why do you think the NFL said what they said during the Tressel thing? Why would it have mattered to them? Because that was the argument I was making at the time.
Because it sounded good. Roger Goodell likes things that sound good, and
You're not wrong about that at all.
If I had stepped in there, if they didn't do it, I would have done it. Would you? If he were the head coach of the Colts, I don't think there's a chance in hell he would have done it. But it was easy to do at that time because we were still under the idea of amateur athletics when we just had a guest the other day who was telling us about how amateur it really was, who was in studio with us back in those days. They were still under that idea, and it was still a nice belief, and it was a nice thing to say. And it technically is different because someone brought up Chip Kelly, and I forget who it was, and they were right about it with show causes as well. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter to the NFL. The NCAA is a business network. Excuse me, college football. College football is a business that's trying to model itself a little bit under what the NFL has done. And the NFL is not going to sit there and deal with kiddie stuff when they got all the adult stuff to deal with, and you have an owner in there who has a stake of things. Who's made a lot of money with the NFL and wants to continue to make a lot of money with the NFL, and I don't think that he's one of the more powerful owners. There is an inner circle of powerful owners, but I don't think that he's going to do anything to irk the other owner.
Well, that's what I wonder here in the NFL. Is Harbaugh, do you think, because the NFL, we've seen coaches before, certainly attempt to push the boundaries of the rules in the NFL, Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, is Harbaugh going to be on his best behavior in the NFL?
Or
is he going to do his best to circumvent whatever rules? I mean, this is the one thing you do wonder with this guy.
When Belichick did that, see, this is he in trouble for the Connor Stallion stuff? Or is this all the stuff leading up to Connor Stallions?
So far, this has nothing to do with the sign stealing.
That's important. Because if it were for the Connor Stallion stuff, I think then you would certainly have a precedent to then go, okay, we need to maybe think about going after Jim. If this is all eligibility crap, mm-hmm. they don't care about eligibility
right.
when it comes to the NFL. They care about the quote-unquote integrity of the game. What Bill Belichick did made their customers wonder about the integrity of the game. So Belichick and the Patriots were punished. What Jim Harbaugh did not impugn the integrity or lack thereof or any thought of it with the NFL. They're not going to punish him for that. Unless they want to punish him for Connor Stallions with the NCAA. Then it might open up something, but I don't think it will. Up next, Mitch Please on The Fan. Mitch Please in just a moment. Mitch had to get a hotel room for tonight.
My power's been out, and it's probably going to be out till the end of Wednesday.
You need to call over some company?
I'm not going to call over company, I don't think.
Okay. You're just no damn fun at all.
At least I can't.
What else are you going to do in that hotel room? You going to take advantage of the free HBO? Come on.
I don't even think my thing has HBO, to be honest with you.
Can't even watch The Sopranos.
Oh, did you find out? Is there a continental breakfast or is there a real thing? Oh, is there a way?
I never do the breakfast at the hotel.
Mitch, bring us over continental breakfast.
Can you please?
Seriously.
Feed us. We're all without power. We don't have power
either. I don't know if they're going to have food at like 4 a.m. when I have to come over here.
I don't care.
We don't care. No, leave. Even once the show starts, we don't need you. Go get the food.
Go get the continental breakfast.
We'll answer the phones.
Can we go to Mitch, please?
Mitch, please bring us continental breakfast.
<Thank you. laughs> All right, well, I'll bring you this clip right now, which comes to us from, I think, today's version of Maggie and Perloff, where they were talking about the optics of
Mags and Pearls.
Yeah, we had their clip on earlier this week regarding the Noah Lyles situation, but now we're talking about the first potential head coach to be fired this season, and it's one that made the Super Bowl just two seasons ago.
What was his crime? Like wanting to run the same offense that got them to within an eyelash of winning a Super Bowl. It's not like he's the villain here. And I'm not saying it's all his fault. What I'm saying is I think he's going to be the first coach fired because I've seen this happen so many times and I always see the team pick the player. And maybe this won't happen this time, but you guaranteed a boatload of money to Jalen Hurts. And I'm not saying he already has more power than Nick Sirianni, but I think that if there's more conflict and friction, I think the team will choose the quarterback. Whether that's the right move or the wrong move, I don't think Sirianni is winning the hearts and minds where Jalen Hurts maybe.
Yeah, and even if Jalen Hurts is 80% guilty of all of this and it's only 20 on Sirianni, the head coach kind of has to lose because he's the easier one to get rid of in all of this.
Cheaper mistake.
That's Maggie and Perloff.
Was that bogus? It sounded bogus.
That wasn't bogus.
That wasn't bogus filling in. He's been filling in.
Bogus.
Was it Andrew Bogus?
I think it might be bogus.
I shouldn't talk like this. I hear he's a really nice guy.
Okay.
I'm Andrew Bogus. Either
way, courtesy of Infinity Sports Network.
The Infinity Sports Minute with Andrew Bogus.
Can I ask a question to Kenny and then around the room?
Sure, as long as I can talk like Andrew Bogus when I answer it.
Sirianni is 34-17.
Yes, he is.
He has been to the playoffs all 3 years.
Yes, he has.
He's been to the Super Bowl.
Yes, he has.
Would this happen, this hot seat talk, would it happen if it were in
Cleveland,
a much smaller market?
Cleveland, no. Chicago, certainly not. Matt Eberflus, it looks like he'd walk in there and set the George Halas statue on fire. And they're going to go, let's give him another 3 more years.
Well, now wait. Chicago
is figured
out. But that's interesting. Chicago is a big market. I mean, it's the third biggest city in the country.
Yeah.
But I guess what I'm saying is Philadelphia, their sports media is considered
mean.
One of the meanest. Their fan base is considered one of the meanest.
I always heard Philadelphia was a bigger, meaner us.
Mm-hmm.
Which I don't want to be mean. Maybe some fans do. I don't. I got to agree with, as soon as I thought I was out on Maggie because she was saying what she was saying about Noah Lyles, I'm back in. I agree with her. I think he's on the hottest seat in the NFL. I don't think Eberflus is on a hot seat.
What about Mike McCarthy, who also has a great record?
I think Mike McCarthy could just walk away if he really wanted to because I think that becomes a
just an untenable situation down there. But mashed potato face,
now we're just
I think he just leaves on his own.
I'll rank him.
Yeah, here we go.
I'll rank him. Let's
hottest seats? Yeah. Hottest seats?
Hottest seats.
I'll do this right now. Ready? Number one.
Hottest seats right here on Odyssey.
Nick Sirianni.
Odyssey, Odyssey.
Number two, Robert Sala. Yeah, you agreed with me. Number three, hell, I don't know. Humming. The Commanders just hired a new. I mean, I guess I'll say Eberflus, but I still don't. I don't
How
believe
great
it.
Is it. You know what name I didn't hear? Finally. Two-time Coach of the Year.
There you go.
Let's
come on.
Not on that hot seat. It's about time. It was ridiculous. Hot seat talking Stefanski.
Hey, you want a dark horse here? Doug Peterson.
Not if he invites us to a gala.
We were invited to a gala. Oh, that's right. We were invited to a gala.
That is one way to get off the hot seat. Invite us to your gala.
I wanted to tell Andy after the show. Boy, we've really come full circle with Browns coaches.
I did notice how since that gala, Anthony, you went from calling him Stefanski to Kevin.
At two-time coach of the year.
He doesn't want to go by coach. He goes by Kevin.
He's two-time coach of the year. That's what he is.
Two-time coach of the year, Kevin Stefanski. Stephen Vogt better start winning some baseball games. Or
that's right.
Hosting galas.
Hosting galas.
Or
one of the other.
Galas.
This is two ways to our hearts.
You host a gala or you win baseball and football and basketball games. J.B. Bickerstaff won a lot of basketball games.
Never did what?
Zero
gave him the benefit
galas.
Of the doubt when he needed us. Yep. Had zero galas. What it was.
Cookies. He had cookies, no galas.
So he still have the cookies?
I think he still's got the cookies.
Sure, they didn't make him shut down the cookie store.
You don't know how much we care about sports here. You have no idea. We made a mayor run an alpaca farm. Yeah.
It has a winery, too.
I'd love to taste his wine.
Do the alpacas drink the wine? Boy, that's an alpaca farm I want to go
so
to.
Curly.
The Kevin Stefanski Show tonight at 7 p.m.
I've heard of it.
Okay, make sure you listen in your flagship home for Cleveland Browns football, 92.3 The Fan. 4:25 on Saturday. Yes, what?
You think
I was going to ask you about Brendan Ayuk, but go ahead. About Deshaun Watson.
No. I was going to ask,
about Deshaun.
Do you think Deshaun Watson wanted to play in this game this weekend?
I think he's a football player. Yeah, he wants to play in every game.
It's got to be, honestly, from his perspective, it's got to be super annoying that he has this, finally has great moments in Cleveland Browns uniform.
Yeah.
Huge win
it would
on the
feel
road.
Like I'm cursed.
And it's like, I get injured. I'm done for the year. Get me back out there. He's got to want to play.
Anthony, did you think he should have played against Indianapolis?
I didn't know what was going on there.
So he wants to play.
Yeah.
He shouldn't have played against Indianapolis.
Right. No,
and then he played.
Have.
And then I was terrified of him playing against the Cardinals and he looked fine.
Yeah.
He shouldn't have played against Indianapolis. He rushed himself back. It hurt him for the next game against Seattle, which you probably should have won if you had Deshaun Watson playing for you. So then you would have been 12-5. Hell, we're laughing at that time. But, you know, the road less traveled is sometimes less traveled for a reason. But for him, yeah, he wants to be out there. Again, guys, I've heard certain things about certain other players. We've discussed that before.
He's not the one.
He's not the guy. He's not that
guy.
Agree. He's working.
I agree. We've all been critical of Watson. His play has kind of earned that. At no point have we heard anything about that behind the scenes. And trust me, we hear about guys who are not giving the effort.
But you know what
I have
heard? Who
aren't putting in the work.
You know what I have heard? Jed Wills has a good season they're going to extend.
Of course they are.
Don't shoot the messenger. Don't come after me.
Well, that money ain't going to Ayuk now, so.
We out on him?
Yeah, I think
did
it's
we,
over.
Did we waste 2 days talking about Brandon?
I don't think it was a waste because you know what it did? It allowed this fan base to get their bearings on how they feel about the weapons, the wide receivers. It allowed us to explore different dimensions of the offense and make sure that we were up on everything that we need to be up on.
It was nice for after a quiet offseason.
Yes.
To have something to get the football cockles going
and we'll
again.
We'll just get T. Higgins next year. That'll be fun.
Okay.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nore Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nore.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.